Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey everybody, I am super excited because we launched an awesome campaign this past week, and I want to share with you guys what we did in order to quite literally build a money printing machine. Kind of crazy. So we have this client, and she mostly has digital. Oh, everyone's at lunch. Look at this. Nobody's here. I'm just hanging out in a random office just for fun today. I'm just kidding. This is our office for the agency. So one of our clients specializes in health and in weight loss. And one of the things that she was launching was a particular physical product, a cookbook. And so we decided that we wanted to create something amazing for her campaigns. But I want to walk you guys through what we did on the front end and on the back end of this campaign that ultimately led to her getting a 7.6 return on ad spend on the front end. What does that mean? That means that she was getting profitable acquisitions into her funnel before we add an upsell and before we add an order bump. Ladies and gentlemen, that's phenomenal. Like, that is so exciting when it happens. But I'm going to show you guys the process that we used, the four-step process, and how it worked. So I'm going to give the phone to my husband so he can go ahead and film. There we go. And make sure not to film beneath because I've still got some baby weight and I'm trying to hide it. So, okay. So we put together this four-step process for our client that has quite literally built a community that is raving. Like, they want everything she has to offer. They're like, give us something else. Give us something else. What else can we buy? But I'm going to show you guys exactly what we did. So first and foremost, step one, phase one, what we did is we decided that we wanted to build an engaged audience. For this, we put together, first and foremost, we targeted people who were fans of similar influencers. So similar influencers, their fans, that was where we started. So we started with the competition. From there, once we had an engaged page following, so people were starting to engage a little bit, we created a custom audience of the engaged page following. From there, we were like, these people are really awesome. We love these people. The engaged people are awesome. We want more people commenting and liking and sharing because it builds this energy behind your brand that ultimately makes it massive. So, number three, we created a lookalike audience of engaged followers. So we said, hey yo, Facebook, these people here, we want a whole lot more of them. So give us the 1% of the United States who is the most like these engaged followers and give them to us in an audience so that we can target them for the future. Now that we've got this, you'll see where this comes into play. So phase two. Now, this is really funny because a lot of times people will ask me, do I use organic social media? Do I use paid advertising? Do I use both? Like, what is the right time and place? Personally, this is what I believe. Organic and paid go best together. You can absolutely get results with organic social media alone. You can absolutely get results with paid advertising alone. But when you put the two together, that's why we've helped quite a few clients to finally break that $1 million mark. And this client in particular, I'm mark my words right now, this client is going to do $5 million over the next year. And we are so stoked to be a part of it. And that's if we're not even going as hard as we possibly can. But when you put the two together, it's very powerful. So then we work with the three E's. If you are watching this and you're familiar with the three E's, feel free to drop which of the three E's is your favorite. So I focus for organic social media on the three E's, which are, of course, engage. This is asking questions, getting your market to answer, share their thoughts, making them feel valuable, giving them a platform to find their own voice. So engage. Entertain, you better believe this means we're gonna be funny. And if you can't tell, I'm hilarious. I love telling jokes. So this is one of my favorites of all time, entertain. And of course, educate. So what are the patterns and the thought beliefs of the people who were in this industry before, and how can I break them down by sharing something that's different, and that is through educating. Now, as we post these different social posts for our clients, one of the things that happens is certain posts do very well organically because we've built up a page that is focused on these lookalike engaged, the lookalike to engaged users. So we're like, Facebook, send more of those people to our posts. Now, what we do that's a little bit controversial, but it works very, very well, is we send this traffic to these posts using a pay per engagement campaign objective. Absolutely. So we say, hey, you know those the lookalike to those engaged people that we like? We want more of them to comment, like, and share our statuses so that we can build this just like machine. And you guys will, it's amazing what happens. When we started to build this four-phase process out for our client, they went from having, I think it was a couple hundred followers to 14,000 followers without paying for likes, without any growth hacking on the likes. But what it did was it also helped her to reach 1.3 million people and have comment, or sorry, having threads where there were literally sometimes 7,000 comments. It was absolutely insane. So we do pay per engagement campaigns to the posts when they hit. And what do I mean by hit? You know when it hits, it starts. You start seeing the likes, the comments, and the shares coming into play. So now we've got this hyperactive, very engaged audience, right? And from there, what we want to do is we want to give them an ability to buy. Because up until this point, it's just audience building, us, organic social media. Now we want to give them the ability to buy. So for this particular campaign, we used ManyChat. And what we did is we created a post, and for us, it was a video, so press play. And we said, comment below with the certain word. It might be cookbook, it might be freedom, it might be yes, it might be me, whatever it is. And suddenly, the replies start coming in organically. So before the ads even kick in, you're starting to see those coming in, and it's kind of crazy and overwhelming. And you're like, that's right. When you have these two phases in place, by the time you launch something that is monetizable, you're amazed by the response that you get. And that's what you want. You want to build an audience and launch and have a hitting success every single time instead of desperately grasping and hoping that you get results. So the organic comments start to come in and we decide, let's supercharge this with, you guessed it, pay per engagement ads. Oh my gosh, I love them for ManyChat. Now, when you're using these, make sure that you get rid of the placements that are not on Facebook and in the newsfeed. Just word to the wise. Not that I've done it or anything. So what you're gonna do then is obviously the comments are going to continue to roll in, but there's an opportunity for remarketing here. So within the ManyChat, we have a way of getting people to take action, getting them to purchase. It's ethical, it's awesome, it's persuasive, it's wonderful, it's good marketing, if I don't say so myself. So what we do from there is we recognize that there still is an opportunity that hasn't been captured. Not everybody wants to comment publicly, and not everyone wants to be in a ManyChat sequence. So what we do in phase four for this particular campaign is we create a custom audience of the video views. So everyone who watched this video on the ManyChat post, excluding all of the people who commented. So you can exclude them, or you could even test leaving it in and see how that goes. But maybe they didn't go through the whole process. Maybe they didn't purchase. Personally, I like to do this combination right here. And now you're going to use a graphic-based ad, not a video, because you don't know. People are busy. Maybe they're feeding their baby at night and they don't want to press play on a video, right? So you're going to do a graphic-based ad with text and send them straight to the funnel. With this four-phase process, we have spent just under, I think it was $470 on ads, and our client has made $6,300 as of yesterday. Every single day, and we've only launched this for 3 days now, every single day she's bringing in about over $2,000. It's about $2,100 per day in sales on less than $160 in ad spend. So it's a winning combination. It can go all day. We can continue to scale it. I've called it already, but this process with that client's offer is going to ultimately lead to $1 million in sales just on this one product. So I'm really excited to share that with you. If you want to know more about the process, if you are someone who is like, that's great, I want those results, build me a money printing machine, but ultimately you don't know how to set all of this up, we would love to connect with you and see if you would be a good fit for the services that we do at Social Works. I'm really excited to see who ends up commenting me, learning more about you. Have such a great day. I'll see you later.